Hey everybody, this is Mike and Steve with the Real Estate Community Network podcast. How you doing, Steve?
Hey Mike, how's it going?
Good, good. I don't even know what our game plan is today, but we're just here to talk to you guys about real estate. That's what we do. We love talking. We're doing so much stuff. Steve opened a new business.
Yeah, right? we got the management company going on. I've got the education company launching.
We got to get Kelly in here.
Yeah, got to get Kelly in here for that. And you've been doing a lot of stuff with modulars and prefab, so that's good.
Getting into the modular business. We'll see. Talk about that another day when I know more about it. Yeah. And we're buying a lot of houses.
Yep.
That seems to be our thing right now. We're buying houses and flipping them.
And we're hoping to sell, as a finished flip, one of the houses we haven't even bought to flip yet. We're waiting to see if that offer comes through.
Yeah, we just, how do we say it? We bought a house. Well, we have a house under contract.
Yep.
And we already had a realtor reach out to you.
Exactly. I had a realtor. This is right down the street from our other flip in Archibald. The other flip in Archibald is outside their client's budget. And in this market, that's very hard to stay within your budget. And she's like, well, we have this much to spend. I said, well, if they like this house, we can fit a rehab to fit that budget.
Yep. So we showed them the house. Steve showed them yesterday.
Yep.
They kind of like it. They want a few things, you know. We told them what we could do and what we can't do for their budget. And maybe before we even start construction, actually before we sign the, actually pay for this darn house, we're just waiting for the title company, but we might already have it sold or at least under contract.
Yep. Yep. And the risk for those of you, because I saw this on a Flipping Vegas show, God, a decade ago.
Oh, HGTV.
Yeah. And they had a guy come during the flip and whatever, wanted to buy it. And they did all these special things for him. And then he ended up not buying it. So they're stuck without theirs, like $250,000 in upgrades.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting $250,000 of upgrades.
No. And this guy asked for, gee, could you expand the half bath to a 3/4 bath and whatever? I said, here's what I'll do. I'll plumb for the 3/4 bath. And if on the day of closing, your money shows up, I'll install the shower. If I don't, I won't.
Yep. And that sunroom they want us to make to a...
Exactly.
A living room?
He wants to turn the sunroom into his bedroom. And I said, okay, that's going to cost about $8,000. I said, so on the day of closing, we can escrow $8,000. And if, you know...
Non-refundable.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we have Mark start doing it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that they had to consider was their tenants in a home now that's being foreclosed on, and they're like, well, what if the bank forces us to move? I said, the bank isn't going to get you out in the next 60 days. They're just not.
It ain't going to happen.
You can drag it out, and the bank isn't going to want the bad bullshit. I said, but you know what? If you said to me this 30 days, I'll say, listen, I can paint and floor it in 30 days. And then we can add everything else later. I mean, we can. I tried to be as flexible as possible to say, listen, we'll make it work.
What are you paying in rent?
I didn't even get that far because I definitely don't want.
Because I know we have some rooms available in the the Vinny 20 units, right?
Yeah, but
short-term rental.
Short-term rental. Fine. Give me $5,000 a month. Actually, if we get there, I'll probably have to ask him that because we did take over 20 units, and probably by then he'll have a couple more units on board online because some of his units are not exactly online right now.
No. He didn't even know that, Steve. He should be happy for you.
Well, Kelly's having an adventure. We have in one apartment, we have chickens. So that's chicken shit.
Yes.
In another apartment, we have 12 cats and one dog in something smaller than this office.
Than our office? Oof.
And so that's cat and dog shit. And then in the basement of that building, he has some broken sewage pipes. So that's a whole different kind.
Okay. Well, that's the one with the toads, right?
That was a different building.
Oh, no.
the toad floor has a couple little sewer leaks, but this one has like a little river.
We got to get Vinny on the podcast. I want him to explain. First of all, how does he have chickens in one of his apartments?
Because his manager didn't know. And the woman was so funny. She's like, well, I ordered them as chicks, and they have the coupon back order. I said, where's the coupon? In Nanticoke. I said, they don't allow chickens in Nanticoke either.
Oh, my God. Chickens.
I remember a decade ago, I was driving on some back alley in Nanticoke, and this family had goats in their backyard. And they had a sign. These goats were approved by the zoning, and the rest of the sign was goat eaten. It was like chewed away. And I'm like, no, goats, you want that sign. You're an approved sign. So, yeah, normally in communities, chickens, goats, farm animals aren't on your zoning list.
And that's a 5-unit, right? So it's not like it's even a single family unit.
No, that's yeah, five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one's complaining.
Well, right now the chickens, I think the chickens are complaining. They're in a Sterilite. They're in a plastic tub.
God.
I mean, forget the chicken smell. And thankfully, she's on the top floor, so the smells go elsewhere.
Oh, it's the big apartment up on the
roof. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the 10 cats and a dog are in the first floor, and the guy's like, well, it's better than it was. I said, I don't know how any of your neighbors are living here.
I can't believe that, because I wanted to buy that building.
What, the Barney one?
Yeah, I love that place. It reminds me of my Scranton one. It's just a big building.
It's a great building. Get in line, because I mean, that I told Vinny that one's your number one building to sell.
Yeah.
Because it's not in bad shape. I mean, it needs stuff. Don't get me wrong, but you know.
But I mean, he's got 12 cats, chickens, and toads.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the cats are in the Linwood building, but yeah, the rest of the chickens and toads are over there. No, and this is what happens when people have, and I am not a fan of brokers being the designated management company. I don't think we're trained for it. I'm trained for it. Kelly's trained for it because we've done it for 20 years. But when you come out of realtor school as an agent or broker, you've gotten maybe an hour or 2 hours worth of management education. But the law is you have to have a licensed management company as your manager. And the reason for that is because these unlicensed managers, as well-meaning as this former guy is, don't follow through. Like, he's got people in there. He never background checked. He never income checked.
Because he's a contractor.
That's all he is. Yeah.
He was a contractor saying he could handle the properties.
Right.
So he's like Randy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not even, you know, he's more handyman than contractor. His skill level of work. My favorite one, the one I posted the video on Facebook, he was turning an apartment into a 2-bedroom and he created a hallway by putting up a wall to create a bedroom. That bedroom has a window to the hallway that then has a window to the outside. That's not a legal room of any kind. That's a closet by law. If you don't have outside air, it's either a closet or a bathroom it's a closet or bathroom. You can't even do a kitchen without an outside window. So you've got a 12 by 13 bathroom or closet. And it's like, that's not what you do. You make that the living room. It's right next to the kitchen anyway. And make the other two rooms your bedrooms.
Vinny.
And I mean, Vinny paid to put that wall up, and he's going to be paying to pick that wall right back down again.
Where's he at now? Italy, in Italy.
Yeah, and Kelly, we have some information he needs to have that wouldn't be very positive. And Kelly's like, we should wait and do this in person. I said, no, let him look at the Mediterranean while we're telling him how bad it is.
I'm just not going to answer his call now for the next 2 weeks, knowing that if you're giving him bad info.
Well, no, we're going to wait till we get back. And mostly what it is, hey, Vinny, you know what? He wants very much, to make the repairs based on his income, his rental income. And the problem is that's going to slow down your increase in prices because he's got apartments we can't rent. He's got apartments that, you know, need things more drastically. And when he gets back, I'm like, Vinny, you're better off just biting the bullet, writing the check, getting this work done so we can fill all of your units at top value.
And start making money.
Yeah. Because right now you're drifting along with 500 here, 600, 650 there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a magic wand. It's not wave the wand, but he's got two units that are vacant and can't be re-rented until he spends probably five or six each. Maybe, well, actually the one in Linwood probably needs 15 because it's got to be totally built out. So yeah, you got to write 20,000-25,000, but then you've got two more units online.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully it's not that high, but you know, sometimes it's better to just write the check, get in, get out, get done.
And I'm sure a lot of them are underpaying too. And
everyone's underpaying, and a lot of them are paying late. And, you know, geez,
always late.
Third week of the month, and what can you do for us? Well, I can take you to court. That's what I can do for you. In fact, there was one tenant, I don't know if I should be telling all this, but there was one tenant that the previous landlord manager had filed eviction on. The eviction court was today. Well, Kelly had met with her last week, so she showed up to eviction court with all her money. Because I think realizing with Kelly isn't going to take what the former guy was putting up with.
Yep.
You know, like
the other guy's weak. He was weak.
No, and you know, and you know what? He, on some of the buildings, he owned them before Vinny owned them. So like he goes back to being a landlord here in the 60s.
Yes.
Doesn't work like that anymore.
Yep.
You know, we just can't. And
so Vinny bought them from him and he said, hey, I can manage them too.
Yep.
Vinny says, okay.
Yep. And Vinny's too busy with the pizza shop. He doesn't have time.
Yes. You know? I mean, that's a killer place.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah, I get it, you know.
And this is
Steve to the rescue.
This is why when you have a real estate situation, call me or Mike. we'll walk you through it. You want to learn real estate. You want to become part of our JV team, which is we're getting more focused on how we direct our people on that because free JV, a lot of times people aren't as invested as they
just
might be.
Just bring us deals.
Bring us deals. You bring us deals, we'll make it happen. But, you know, if there's something you're doing in real estate, let us help. You need money. You need to borrow. You need to lend, whatever. I'm looking at some parcels out toward Harvey's Lake to see if I can find us a development deal out there. So, you know, if you're in the contracting trades, let us know. We're ready to bring on some serious crew.
Yeah, we're looking for some new teams.
Yeah.
Construction guys. We just need a better team that me and Steve are working on.
I mean, basically what I've found, and this goes for the guy who came in and helped finish Archibald, no doubt. But, you know, he came in, he was new to the area. I think he's fine, but he doesn't have the team he needs under him. So we're looking to add contractors with crew they trust for bigger jobs. And a guy like Mark is probably better for, here's an apartment, Mark, something you can personally handle. Yeah. I can trust you there.
I mean, listen, he put in
windows,
siding. Did you see the back windows he did?
Yeah.
And how he framed it out? That does look nice.
It looks great.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Now finish all of them.
Right.
But I didn't want to get into it. I'll probably be like that by Thursday. I mean, we got a flooring guy. If you guys can't do flooring, it doesn't matter. We have a flooring guy. Yeah. But we're just looking for a better team.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, a guy that has plumbing, electric.
And I mean, and a lot of it is like what we're giving him. You know, Mark thought he had a team, so we gave him a team-sized job. He doesn't have a team. Mark is good on his own. So scale-wise, come to me with what you're comfortable with. Be totally ready to say, this job is too big for me. Be totally ready to say, you know, we're possibly taking on this flipping planes. I don't need one guy to be my everything. I need you to come to me and say, I know how to do walls and flooring.
Yes.
And then walls and flooring are yours.
Perfect.
Done. I know how to run pipe. Great. Pipes are yours. Don't try to be more. And if you haven't used the guys that you're calling your team before, they're not your team. They're dudes off Craigslist.
Yeah, I don't want dudes off of Craigslist anymore either.
No.
I mean, we've done well with them, but like I said, we're putting teams together now. We're doing a lot more flips.
Yep.
We have another one in Archibald that hopefully that's pre-sold.
Yeah, we got Archibald 1, Archibald 2.
Now we're looking at another one in Plains. Yep. So we'll have continuous work for people.
Exactly. And
I'll just keep buying.
Yeah. And if you're a smaller scale guy, we can use you. The management company is going to bring on another 30 units in August. So, and if you have units you want managed, give us a call. But, you know, if you're a smaller guy, say, hey, I know how to paint occasionally. I know how to do flooring. I know how to fix drippy stuff. I don't want to do bigger stuff. We got a place for you. And of course, if you're in the real estate industry, if you're an agent, a broker, if you want to become a wholesaler, if you are a wholesaler, we can help you there. But basically, this business is all about networking teams, you know, and it's all about getting it done. Now, also, if anybody wants that pop-up trailer in Archibald, come get it before I have it hauled away. It's broken. It's in rough shape. You're going to have fun with it. Please take it. And one of our new flips comes with, if anybody needs coal ash, we have a lot of coal ash, 30, 40 yards of coal ash.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it.
So if anybody has a large parking lot, you want to be able to ice melt in the winter or sand in the winter, come get it. It's free. I'll even bucket it up for you.
Yeah, we'll give some buckets out and...
Yeah.
Maybe we buy houses buckets. Yeah. So this house has tons of coal. They never took the ashes out.
I mean, it's probably 500 square feet floor area by 6 feet high.
To the ceiling almost.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when Steve told me. I was like, yeah, whatever. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He showed me pictures. I was like, damn.
It's a lot of coal.
What the hell are we going to do with that? Fertilizer.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's coal ash. It's natural. People use it in a lot of places. Just I've never seen so much in one spot.
Yeah, we're screwed. That's the ranch.
Deep. Yeah,
we'll make it work.
Yeah,
it's okay. People love ranches.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to sell is modulars. Ranches are great.
Yeah,
and that's a good neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood. I mean, and everything around it is beautiful. It's a lot of ranches around it. The guy immediately to the right, he has a beautiful house. Redone in the 80s with like 5 acres of land. We're going to be I'm going to be listing that hopefully for a couple hundred thousand. And I mean, it's a great spot. It's easy to get to, so on and so forth. We're also starting to fundraise for a couple of commercial projects if anybody wants to jump in. But
we're always raising money, always borrowing money for deals. So if you have money, want to get a nice return, reach out to us.
Yeah, exactly.
We do it for all our friends, and we spend all our friends' money all the time.
We like to. Friends like when they give their money. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep annoying us. Buy another house. So it's working for us. Don't forget, the second Wednesday of every month, we have a King's Pizza Mountaintop.
Yep.
7:30 to 9 o'clock. It's always great. Food is awesome. People are awesome. It's usually a great turnout.
Yeah.
You learn a lot of stuff, meet a lot of people. If you're a wholesaler, bring your deals.
Yeah.
I tell wholesalers all the time, come to my meetup where we have people that will buy. You could sit there and tell us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's better off to tell us.
Yep.
You know, talk it out and we could figure it out from there. But there's investors, there's people looking to buy their next flip.
And if you have an extra piece of property, if you have somebody that knows somebody with an extra piece of property, if you want to find those people, bring us those deals. We can probably pay you finder's fees on them. In fact, my lawyer just told me there's even a way to pay if I end up listing something. There's even a way to give a couple bucks for that. But most of the time, we're looking for people who know motivated sellers. If you are a motivated seller, if you just saw that grandma just died down the street, you know, that's very sad, but maybe they have to do something with the house. Call us first, because there's too many unscrupulous or uneducated wholesalers in this market that'll make stupid promises. Literally, I had this new guy that was going to help us JV and bring in deals. He got a call. He's helping a wholesaler sell a property. The ARV is 110, and the wholesaler signed the contract at 150, and the property is far from finished quality.
I love those deals.
A little backwards.
Yes. I look at about 100 deals a day. These guys send me stuff, and I'm like, what are they?
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
Yeah. I actually had to go. One wholesaler had one 3 months old, and I noticed it was 3 months old on his list. I called the owner. He's like, yeah, I need to get rid of that house. I'm like, okay, well, I'll actually solve your problem. I'm not going to lie to you about what it's worth, but if you're willing to do what it's worth, I'll do it.
Yeah, they just, it is what it is. We see it all the time. You know, we get phone calls, messengers. Every day from these wholesalers, and they don't really know what the ARV is. That's what bothers me. They really don't know what work needs to be done. You know, and I just talked to a wholesaler the other day. He's like, well, I really don't give advice on what's work going to cost. Well, then how'd you call this number?
Yeah.
Then don't talk to me.
Yeah. I don't give advice on how much the work is going to be. Means I didn't spend any time to learn that or to figure it out.
Yeah. Guy was on the phone with today. So I said, so explain the house to me. And he's like, well, I haven't been there yet. What? So how do you know that it needs this work? Well, I saw some pictures. I sent the guy there to take pictures. So you're not local? No.
And if you're not a local wholesaler, call us. We'll be your boots on the ground. We'll split the fee with you when we're
50-50.
Done.
Yeah, 50-50. Let's go.
Yeah, all day long.
We work with someone, you know, from Jersey.
Yeah.
We get all their deals when they come to Luzerne, Lackawanna County.
Yeah.
Because they send people to take pictures, but we know how to price it.
Right. And we do the exact same thing. We don't market much outside this territory, but if we come across something and, hey, we know you're in Michigan, hey, listen, can you go to this address in Michigan? We'll JV if it makes sense.
Yeah, I'll go look on Facebook and find whoever's the lead honcho out there.
Yep.
And then just call them. Hey, how you doing? This is Mike and Steve. We want to JV with you. I got this lead.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Because personally, and I know there are guys that really kick ass at the virtual thing, I don't like selling a house in a market where I don't have a boots on the ground that I can trust. I'll do it. I do it rarely, but I would rather go to a wholesaler in that market and say, you drive over and tell me what you think.
We love sharing money.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Wholesaler, or even if you're not a wholesaler, if you're a flipper in a market, you know what? I'll call you up and be like, hey, can you just do a drive-by? I'll give you $1,000 if it sells. Tell me what you think of this place.
Yeah. Tell me what it's going to cost to fix it.
Yeah. Because you're in that market. You know that the laborers are $75 an hour as opposed to $25 an hour. You know that this is where they make the kitchens cabinet so you can get them surplus for $5 a piece or something. Whatever the trick is, you know it. You know, I look at you and I see a dot on a map.
Yeah.
And this next
next meetup.
The next meetup is cost segregation.
14th of
June.
Yeah. 14th of June, 7:30 to 9. King's Pizza Mountaintop.
Or zoom.recn.us. Yep.
And say that one more time.
Zoom.recn. That's realestatecommunitynetwork.us.
Yep. Follow us on Facebook, Real Estate Community Network, or the RECN PA, Real Estate Community Network PA.
Yeah.
Facebook page. Like us, follow us, post all your stuff up there. Anything you got, before and after pictures, you're looking for a deal, you might have a question, post it up there. We're new to this on the Facebook. We got it. Nobody, but we're starting to get people now.
Yeah.
And people are starting to post stuff. So please use it. Tell your friends. Join.
And just, if you are a contractor, or you better yet, you know a contractor or a lawyer or attorney, we'll be putting a link up on our Facebook page to our directory. We have two directories, one that you can put yourself in to advertise how wonderful you are. And then we have the experience directory, where if you've used someone, put them up and say, hey, Josh is great. Jimmy's an idiot, whatever. But only the experience you've had with them.
Dave's an idiot.
That is definitely experience. I saw him in Lowe's today, and he started to come over to me. I just turned around and walked the other way.
I would have told him, back up.
I was just like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to jail on all these cameras. It's not happening.
If I see Dave or William, they're in trouble.
Uh-huh. God, you have to remind me of William. No.
These guys owe us all money.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them to stay out of my Lowe's next time.
My favorite comment from a contractor is like, wait a second. So if you don't pay me, how do I chase you? I said, is it easier for you to chase the guy who owns the house, or is it easier for the guy who owns the house to chase the guy in the white pickup truck?
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's okay.
But also if you're getting in the game, we can help you with anything. Even if it's just advice, call us up and say, hey, where do I go with this? How do I start this? And I've just started a consulting for, I just started working on managing somebody else's flip who's out of the area, and also doing a ground up development two units in Mountaintop, taking it through zoning board, taking it through this, taking it through that, taking it through the other thing. And so we are able to do almost anything. If you're like, hey, I don't want to have you guys on my flip, but I need some help, I need some advice, that's great. You just need to ask a question. We're not here to have you write a check every time you talk to us. But if you need a little help, no problem. You need big help, we can talk about what you need.
Anything. You're looking to buy multifamily, want to just get into business, want to flip, want to rent out your house, you want to do Airbnb, anything that you don't know, ask us.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't mind.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Actually, you can come to our office. We're here every Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're definitely here every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, because we always do a podcast. But sometimes that's where I see Steve, or I see him on the job.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, but
on the job, we're never happy.
We're happy at the closing table.
Yes, yes.
The closing table, we're never sad.
Yes.
That is the thing. Like, we are here at 480 Pierce Street, Kingston, office 219. I almost said apartment. But call before you come, because we're not always here. Because if we're here, we're probably, okay, we're here, we're still making money. But if we're out at a job site, we're probably getting more done.
Yes, we are definitely growing, and we have a lot of projects going on. Steve has a couple. I have a few on the other side. It's we're all over the place. So we try to meet here on Tuesdays. So if anybody wants to meet us, Tuesdays is great. We can even put you on a podcast.
Yeah, and certainly we can do any other day you want, but Tuesdays around 2 is when we know we're going to be here.
Yep, we'll stay here for a few hours. We get here earlier or later. Yep. Usually we plan Tuesdays that we're definitely here.
Yeah. And every other time is a crapshoot. I come here a couple times a week. Mike's here, so we're randomly here. But just call, or slip something under our door.
So come to our meetup.
Yep.
Cross segregation.
Yep.
Guy's pretty good. And he does a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
He does a whole bunch of other stuff.
We will talk about that. Let's just do the one subject. So we're excited for him. His name is
Adam.
Something. Adam, yes. Adam. That's all I know right now. It's Adam. But it's going to be a good time. Like I said, meeting a lot of new people. Also, we're going to start meeting up at Mohican Sun on Thursday nights, just hanging out, drinking.
That's fun.
On the patio. Casino. We don't know. We're going to figure it out. Jake called me the other day. You going? I said, I can't go, because I just got the puppy. So I wimped out on that one. But we're going to start doing it on Thursdays. We're going to figure out where we're going to meet up there, and we'll take it from there, man.
Yeah.
But a lot of cool stuff going on, Steve. It was great talking to you on this Tuesday.
Yep, definitely.
People, reach out to us. Like I said, I don't give out my phone number anymore, because it just blows up all the time. Steve doesn't mind when his phone rings. You
call me, 570-798-7051.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to me, just tell Steve that.
Yeah. And I'll say he's not taking the call. I'll take the call now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into all these phone calls. Yeah. That's it, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Real Estate Community Network podcast. I'm Mike. This is Steve.
Have a good day, everybody.
Follow us on Facebook, Real Estate Community Network, PA. Take care.